T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Joining us live this morning, Erie County Legislator Lindsay Larigo. We're talking about the appearance yesterday of Erie County Sheriff John Garcia answering questions from county lawmakers for the first time about the DJ Granville case. Lindsay, thanks for being on with us this morning. We'll just start with an initial reaction. What was your takeaway from how Garcia answered those questions?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brian. I thought, honestly, the chronology that he offered when he first got there, he went on for a long time giving us a basically minute-by-minute explanation of what happened from the time of the accident until his office was notified the next morning. And his response, his filing proper reports with the county attorney's office, he really gave a play-by-play that honestly answered a lot of the questions that I had from the get-go. And gave a lot of clarity to the situation. I appreciate that the sheriff came. I think, you know, having these open dialogues is the best thing, to reinstate that trust in the sheriff's office and make sure that the public has a better understanding of what happened.
We know no sobriety test was conducted. And Garcia also said yesterday that he found out about it the next day. Is that protocol? Or should he have known?
The first thing that was missed is that Chief Granville should have notified the sheriff, from my understanding, at the time of the accident, since he was on duty. He did not do that. The sheriff's office was also not called by BPD to respond to the accident. So the next morning, when Granville did let the undersheriff know, that was the first time that the sheriff's office was notified. I think what a lot of the questions did, reveal yesterday is from that moment, BPD also did not notify the sheriff's office. So I think there were a lot of questions that still remain about what happened that night. But unfortunately, the sheriff didn't have the opportunity to respond to the accident that night or deal with it in the moment. We know that in the past, there have been sheriff's officers arrested that had DWIs and situations like that when a sheriff's officer also responds to the incident. So the sheriff didn't have the opportunity to respond to that incident. It wasn't until the next day when his office was notified that the proper protocol started to take place. So that was, something that should have happened that unfortunately didn't. But I think there's a lot of questions that remain about what happened with BPD that night, why certain steps were missed, why the case was handled like it was on that night when it was just those BPD officers there handling the situation. That being said, they're conducting their own internal investigation. I think the faster that closes, the better it'll be for the public perception of this situation.
I was just going to ask, do you feel that he was shifting the blame at all to the Buffalo Police Department, repeatedly pointing out that it was Buffalo Police who responded to the scene? Was he just stating the fact of the matter or trying to shift blame at all?
I did not take any of that as shifting blame. It was purely the facts of the situation. I think, the sheriff did a really good job of really sticking to the facts of the matter, especially when he gave his opening remarks. I didn't take that at all as blame. I don't mean it as any blame at all. It's just the matter of the situation. BPD responded to the events of that night. A lot of the questions revolved around the sobriety test and what happened that night, but the sheriff can't answer those questions because his office wasn't called to the scene of the accident and wasn't notified until the next day. So I think there's still a lot of questions out there, but I think in terms of how the sheriff's office handled it from when the sheriff was notified, there were a lot of steps involved. There were a lot of paperwork filed. There were a lot of other county officials notified. The proper police report that was received the Friday after the incident, which would have been, it happened, I think, Thursday night, Friday, the report was filed. Monday, the accident report went to the county attorney's office. The county attorney then went into proper protocol of what happens when cases like this are filed. I asked the county attorney several times, how come this didn't raise any red flags that this was brought up to a higher level? The county attorney is appointed by the county executive. To me, it felt very odd that he got this accident report and six lawsuits came in and he settled them without it being raised to a higher level. Those checks went out of the controller's office. All he kept saying is that there were a lot of red flags and it felt very strange. To me, if it feels very strange, there should have been some higher chain of command. I think from a county legislator perspective, there needs to be a better policy there. If we're having settlements going out of the county in this kind of bizarre fashion, and nobody's raising their hand and saying something looks odd here, and we don't find out about it until later on that there were other, you know, circumstances and other things that happened. From my perspective, I think that's a huge policy gap that we're probably going to...
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Needing to address.
Based on what you just said, Lindsay, do you think that there was a failure on multiple levels when it comes to this case?
I think the reality of the situation is, you know, the sheriff found out about the situation the next day, responded to it as per proper protocol. He should have been notified of it earlier. He can't, unfortunately, go back in time and change that. And then I think when it comes to the county's office or the, you know, how it happens then from the county, it's not like just one person touches this and it's done. The paperwork was filed properly. The purchasing department was made aware of the accident. The fleet manager was made aware of the accident and that the truck was towed and totaled. And then it was, you know, it was determined that it'd be put up for auction at a later point in time. So all of these check marks and paperwork and kind of checkpoints along the way were happening and nobody was saying anything and nobody was saying this seems a little odd, this looks a little strange. So I look at that, like I said, this is not just the sheriff's office, this is multiple levels of county government that were involved, and the fact that the legislature was not properly, you know, notified or made aware of this until it came out in the news, I think is really concerning. I do think, like I said, I think there is a larger policy gap here that needs to be addressed.
I'm wondering if this comes up when talking about anything else. There's been a lot made about the $70,000 here. And, you know, this costs $70,000 of taxpayer money. And every time I hear that, I think, well, there's a lot more money that gets dished out all the time on a county basis through the legislature, you know, passed, and no one even thinks about it or brings it up again. Is that something that might be looked at more closely? Like, hey, you know, next time, whatever it is comes up, we made a lot of, you know, noise about $70,000. And here we are. It could be $500,000 for, you know, I'm thinking of that new gate bridge that's or a street sign that's going up somewhere in the city of Buffalo. Is this maybe causing legislators to take a second look at this?
I think looking at this incident, I think legislators are looking at this incident alone. When it comes to county spending overall, I mean, beating every single day. But until I can get some legislators on board across the aisle to say no to the spending, until we can get, you know, it, unfortunately, like the day-to-day operations of the county legislature are typically not that exciting. It's not necessarily something flashy that you see on the news every night, but millions of dollars are spent. You know, you have Mark Poloncarz this week proposing that we throw another $1 million towards SNAP, which it's $1 million we don't have out of nowhere for, you know, political intentions. This stuff happens every day. It doesn't mean it makes the news every day. So I would say, you know, as loud as I can be downtown, it's always helpful when people are paying more attention to what's happening with your tax dollars. You're absolutely right. $70,000 aside is a drop in the bucket in a $2 billion budget. Retribution is going to be paid. So this was something that the sheriff was pretty adamant about, and it was part of the court settlings with Chief Granville that there would be retribution. So the county attorney did speak to that. And that they're in conversations about what that will look like, but there will be retribution paid on the $70,000. But I think you raise a really good point about $70,000 in a $2 billion budget. Where is all of our money going? And, you know, I always encourage everybody to pay attention, but this is, you know, we have budget time coming up, and the numbers don't look good. We're headed into a pretty bad financial situation, looking at 2027 and what's to come. So I would really encourage everybody to pay attention, because this is when you need to hold your county legislators responsible.
Lindsay, thank you for joining us.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.